Space Trawler from March 30th, 2020. We're in the cockpit of Emily's ship, and Chipu's entering, and Etana is in the captain's chair. And Etana has a crazy dress. There's a purple cape, and there's a moon on the front, and has like puffy blue sleeves and a dress and a crown, and the sort of the inside of it is has stars, and she has the sort of thigh-high strung-up gold-laced boots kind of. I mentioned a crown. Anyways, and a really long cape, and yeah, it's very sweet. So anyways, Chipu enters and says, "What are you doing, Etana?" And Etana is holding her star map, and she says, "Don't tell Emily or Tesfaye I'm not supposed to have kept this map." Next panel, she says, "I'm plotting location. See, here's Earth, here's Dernheim 3, and there's Lapitrak." And Chipu says, "That's pretty cool." And then Chipu has a yellow fanny pack, one in front that he's wearing. He looks off out the window and says, "I always loved maps. From a young age, people told me I had to be something I wasn't, and that I should accept it." He raises his hands up to the stars and says, "But there was a world map in our classroom, and I used to stare at it and think, somewhere out there is a place where I can be who I am." And he continues in the penultimate panel, "Those cheaply printed colors on that tattered paper drape, what new ways of being could they contain?" In the last panel, Etana says, "And that convinced you to leave?" And he replies, "That, and also being introduced to the internet and chat rooms."